as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let's go to the January 6th commission. And you would think that the Republicans would look at it and go, well, that's behind us. That's terrible. We're not going to nominate this guy again. We're not going to attack people who appeared before that commission. And you would be wrong. You would be wrong. Kevin McCarthy has now just attacked Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, Cassidy Hutchinson, I remember watching her testimony. I remember watching that whole hearing where she was the star witness. And there was an awful lot of integrity, dignity, and poise, and willingness to take risks in her testimony. She's now in a witness protection program. She's gotten death threats from Republicans. Kevin McCarthy has not criticized those death threats. They haven't been prosecuted. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. Prosecute these people. Don't tell me you can't figure out how to trace the call. Don't tell me that. In the last year, there were 1,000 reports of death threats in politics and healthcare. In other words, it would be poll workers, it would be politicians, it would be witnesses, or it would be Dr. Fauci. He has full-time security too. And health commissioners in states like Wisconsin and counties that say we should have a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate or something or other. The immediate recourse is death threats. You know how many convictions there were in 1,000 threats in 1 year? One conviction out of 1,000 allegations. Yes, prosecutors are overwhelmed. Yes, law enforcement's overwhelmed. Pick them out and start sending people to jail for a couple of years. And if you see a guy in your hometown who shot his mouth off and now he's in the hoosegow for 2 or 3 years and loses his job, his family doesn't have him for 2 or 3 years, they will start to think a little differently. Well, now Kevin McCarthy is attacking Cassidy Hutchinson. And frankly, he's doing it hoping to be the speaker if and when the Republicans win in November. And I'm beginning to think they're not going to win in November. And if they don't, malpractice on their part, because normally the party out of power, that is the party that doesn't have the presidency, picks up some House seats. They only have to pick up about 4 or 5 House seats to take the majority. There's already indications that a lot of people in the what used to be the Freedom Caucus in his party will not vote for him. They know he's two-faced and smarmy, but he's being two-faced and smarmy right now in a bad way to try to suck up to them. So here's what he said. Cassidy Hutchinson said that he called her, he, Kevin McCarthy, called Cassidy Hutchinson in a panic on January 6th and told her to stop Trump from going to the Capitol. Stop Trump from going to the Capitol. He said, Cassidy, you can't let him go to the Capitol. Cassidy was one he could get into. She was the deputy. He now denies he said that. There are telephone records. You can tell if he called Cassidy Hutchinson. And then he goes, well, I don't recall it. Now, for those of you who don't have a legal background, I want to parse that out for you. When a witness says, I did not say that, I did not call her, and you get the phone records, you can indict him for felony of obstruction and lying, perjury, and lying under oath. If he says, I don't recall doing it, he can't be prosecuted, and they never are prosecuted. Even if it was yesterday, even if he said, well, do you recall, did you call her yesterday and tell her this? Even if right then and there, he said, I don't recall, you know he's lying. I know he's lying. You know, the guy doesn't have dementia. But that is such a subjective psychological process. The prosecutors never prosecute that. They never prosecute a guy who says, I don't recall it, even though any idiot would have recalled it. So he changed it. He doesn't recall it. Then he said, he denies that he told Trump to stop the insurrection. And he denies that Trump said to him, well, Kevin, maybe they think more of their country than you do, or words to that effect. The problem is that right after January 6th, he told a woman, a representative in Congress from the state of Washington, exactly that. He said, you wouldn't believe it. I called Trump. I got through to him and told him to stop it. Stop the mob. Tell him to go home. Sure, you know what Trump said to me? He said, well, Kevin, maybe they care more about their country than you do. He said that to her. She's testified to that to the commission. Now, if he denies that he said that to her, and she says he did, they could prosecute him for perjury, but frequently they don't like to do it. And he said, she said, one-on-one, no recording of it. On the other hand, he could say to them, I don't recall saying that. All he's trying to do is to suck up to the Freedom Caucus so that they vote to make him the speaker. That's the only thing he's doing here. Everybody knows he said that to her. Everybody knows he said that to Trump. And everybody knows that Trump said that to him. And then Cassidy Hutchinson testified. You may remember this. After McCarthy told her that stop Trump from going to the Capitol, she said to him, quote, well, Kevin, Trump just said it on stage that he's going. And he then said to Cassidy Hutchinson, Cassidy, figure it out. Don't come up here. I think she was telling the truth. She said it with a very, very straight demeanor. And it was very, very much, frankly, what other people had been saying to Trump that day. Sean Hannity, Don Trump Jr., a lot of them, Laura Ingraham, had all called Mark Meadows, in the case of Hannity, Trump himself, said, you got to stop it. Your legacy will be ruined. This is very consistent with that. What's happening is that Kevin McCarthy is denying that it happened and then changing and said he doesn't remember it, doesn't recollect it. Now, my question is, is the Freedom Caucus, you know, how dumb are they? Not dumb, but I mean, how willing are they to just go along to get along with this stuff? They're right wing. They're right wing nuts. They want a true believer. Can they possibly vote for Kevin McCarthy when they know very well what he said? And frankly, what he said was the right thing to say. And frankly, if he had any integrity whatsoever, he'd say, you're darn right I said that to her. Told her not to have him come up here. And when she said that he'd already announced it on stage, I said, Cassidy, figure it out. Don't come up here. You're darn right that I called Trump at the White House. You're darn right I did. And told him to stop this insurrection. Somebody's going to get killed up here. Turned out several people got killed. And Trump said, well, Kevin, exactly right. That's what he said. I am the minority leader. I will one day be the speaker, and I stand for integrity. If he had said that, put it that way, where people could trust his word, I think he'd have a better chance of being the speaker than if he's all weird and slippery and smarmy around and denying that he said things or not recalling things that everybody's just heard on national television testified to by people with a lot of integrity. I think it's worse than a crime. It's a blunder. What he is doing is worse than a crime. It's a blunder. And so good, they throw him out. The problem is, who do they get in there as the speaker? If the right-wing nuts take over the Republican caucus, you're going to end up with somebody like Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, or God forbid, somebody like Elise Stefanik or Scalise, who are absolutely in Trump's pocket and absolutely have checked any integrity they had at the door and are doing Trump's bidding. And you know something? It is not just Kevin McCarthy that is doing this. There's a fellow named Caldwell, who was a former FBI section chief, and he was arrested in connection with January 6th. Believe it or not, an FBI section chief, he was off duty. And he's been charged with seditious conspiracy, which is a felony, which can get you a lot of years in jail. And when they, with a search warrant, searched his papers, you know what they found? They found that he had a death list of people that he wanted to kill. Turns out he was a member of the Oath Keepers. And you know who was on that death list? Two witnesses, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Remember them? Mother and daughter, wonderful women from Georgia, rural Georgia, African-American women who were doing their job. They looked forward to it. They liked it. They loved doing it. And then they posted videos of them, Giuliani did and others, saying that they were cooking up votes. And what they were doing was pushing sort of like a postal cart of votes absentee to be counted. That's what you do. And they lost their business. They had to go into hiding. They made leather purses. That's how they supported themselves. They're afraid. They have protection. And Caldwell, FBI section chief, also a member of the Oath Keepers, had them on his death list to kill. There are some sick puppies out there, very sick puppies, and they've got to start going to jail. And not just the guys like Caldwell, the people that have sent them up there, like Trump, Giuliani, Mo Brooks, and the other people that ginned up this crowd. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation,